Welcome back to the PM Sports Page. Let's close things out today talking with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Sigourney Senior Peyton Schaaf. Peyton, it's great to have you on this week. I appreciate the time.
Yep, no problem.
Well, Peyton, you made headlines recently. You signed your letter of intent to throw for the track and field team at Hawkeye Community College. First off, congratulations on that. And let's look at that signing here, Peyton. What brought you to Hawkeye?
Thank you. Just their new program. So I wanted to join something that, like, I'm not just going to say that I was going to be a number, but I want to be a part of something special. So hopefully build up that program within the next years, try to get some kids in there to be a better program with their just being new out there.
Mm-hmm. Did they reach out to you? How'd that relationship start to build with the coaches?
So as I qualified last year for Drake Relays, the head coach sent me an Instagram DM saying, good luck, hopefully you rip it up out there. And so I contacted them back a few months ago to see if I can get a visit. And there I was just on campus like that, and I fell in love with it.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think of the coaches and everyone involved with that program?
I don't know too many people in that program, but I know there's a couple Sigourney kids, and they just love it up there. The head coach, Tyler, I had like a connection with him, like more than like any of the other head coaches I've had.
And what about a major? You know what you want to do there yet?
I'm probably just going to go with my AA.
Okay.
So nothing too special.
Sure, sure. Do you know much about the conference, what the competition's going to look like come next year?
Not too much. I'm just trying to focus on throwing for high school right now. Hopefully we get that season in and just practicing technique and try to get that transition on for college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right on. And right now, of course, we are in that down period with the track season. Hopefully we'll resume in a couple weeks. So what have you been doing on your free time to try and stay busy?
Mostly been fishing in small groups, and I've been heading over to the Oskaloosa area once a week to throw with a Drake Relays qualifier last year. So,
mm-hmm. And you have, of course, been to the Blue Oval quite a few times over the year. What would that mean to get a season in and try and cap off your career senior year at the Blue Oval?
It would mean special because last couple years I've had been being there. I've came off an ACL injury, so not quite too healthy. So this year I've been in the weight room for a full year, and hopefully I get my chance to be on top.
Mm-hmm. And what's that experience like at the Blue Oval, the whole atmosphere and just the experience in general?
The experience there is just special. I mean, just my first time coming in there, I was nervous, and just like the last couple of years being there, it's just like another meet. You just focus, be you, and just do what you do best.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you throw shot and disc for Sigourney. Out of the two, do you have a favorite?
I'd probably say discus. Just there's something special about letting that disc fly off your finger.
Okay. If you're going to talk to someone who's just starting to throw both shot and disc, what's one piece of advice that you would give them?
I would probably just go with talk to your surrounding adults, seeing if they can help you. There's a couple good YouTube channels out there, and I mean, just look there. When I first started throwing, I was YouTube taught. Then we just brought in a new head coach for Sigourney last year, which he knew quite a bit about throwing. So that's what boosted me. Just ask around, ask your peers, go on YouTube, go online, just do everything you can do to be your best.
Mm-hmm. How do you think you've improved throughout the years as it pertains to throwing?
I improved tremendously from coming in at throwing just 120 freshman year, boosting up to 153. My technique has gotten tremendous from last year. I was all over the place with my footwork, and right now I'm down the center. Everything looks really good for this season, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're also a star in football and baseball at your time in Sigourney. Was track always kind of the one thing that you wanted to do at the next level, or how did you decide which one you wanted to pursue?
I thought about a little bit of baseball, not too much about football, but I knew ever since last year coming in junior year track that this is the sport I want to go for college.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And when your time is up at Sigourney, what are you going to miss most about being a Savage?
Just everyone in the community. it's just so positive and everything, just everyone's so connected within the sport group. And just, I don't know, it's a loving community.
Mm-hmm. Any set goals for yourself next year in your first year on campus at Hawkeye?
I hope to break a couple of their records. I know their discus and shot are not too good since they're just a brand new track program, so hopefully break those when I get on campus.
All right, right on. Well, let's close things out here, Peyton. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for a meet?
I mostly just sit back, relax, do a couple stretches, maybe go for a light jog, just kick back before I start throwing, talk to a couple of my opponents, just be friendly and nice, and focus up when I get about time to throw, and I just let her loose.
Well, Peyton, congratulations once again on the signing, and I appreciate your time here today.
All right, thank you.
That's Peyton Shaw for the Sigourney track team. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Let's step aside one final time. We'll close things out on the PM Sports page right after this on AIM.FM KCII.